The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 443.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the co-founder and director of Hunterlin, and I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Emily Edwards. Emily, how are you today? Maybe you can share a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
I'm good, thanks. I'm still getting used to the word Emily Edwards. I've actually just changed my name to my married name, so still getting used to the sound of that. Thank you so much for having me. Awesome. So basically, I'm a fashion designer, and I also dabble in like styling and social influencing. Our label that we started a couple of years ago is called Hunterland, and we do women's activewear and accessories. Eventually, we may branch out into menswear and kidswear, but at this stage, yeah, it's just women's activewear. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Emily, what's your cultural background?
So I'm actually half Australian, half Chinese. So my dad is full Chinese, born in Australia, and my mom is full Australian.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Well, I have a few, actually. So there's one by Zen Xin, which goes, "A flower does not think of competing to the flower next to it. It just blooms," which I think is just a really nice way of saying, don't compare yourself to others. Just go down your own path and focus on what you're doing and just focus on doing what you love to do. So I really like that one. There's another one by Henry Ford, "Whether you think you can or think you can't, you are right." I really like this one as well, because he's basically saying whatever you think about yourself will come true. Yeah, so it's quite simple, but very true.
Thanks for sharing these quotes. I really love the one you mentioned by Zen Xin. I think it's, you know, such a simple yet powerful quote, especially, you know, growing up as a woman, especially an Asian woman, we're so great at the comparing game, not realizing we have our own strengths, our own talents, our own skills that makes us who we are. So I really love that. Thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
To me, I think self-confidence is having that inner knowing and belief in yourself. You know, you need to be able to express self-love towards yourself rather than criticizing yourself all the time. So yeah, that's kind of how I would define self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing then. You know, we're so great at criticizing ourselves, right? We forget to, you know, show ourselves, you know, the what's great about us. You know, the one question I think most women ask are like to themselves is, what's wrong about me? Not realizing we can switch that question to, what is right about me? And, you know, the right things will start attracting to us. So thanks for sharing that definition. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, I used to experience a lot of nervousness around other people. And it was purely because I had an inner feeling of not being good enough or scared of being judged. And, you know, still occasionally I'll experience this. So I'm just learning to change it. It's a work in progress. And, you know, you need to just focus on putting positive thoughts in your head rather than, again, like the criticisms and the negative self-talk. So yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. And you know, what was that point in your life when you realized, you know, you were more than enough, that you were worthy to go out there and do the things that you love, you know, like, you know, creating this fashion label? What was that aha moment?
Well, I guess for me, about a year ago, I've always been in fashion, and when we started this label, it was more about the sort of health and wellness. We're doing activewear, which is more in the health and wellness industry. So we kind of were going towards that way anyway. And my husband and I, who I do the label with, we actually started doing daily meditation. And I just found that as a really great way to center yourself and fill your head with more positive self-talk. So I think that's probably been a really aha moment for me, incorporating meditation into my daily life.
Awesome. Well, I think that's great. You know, meditation is a great way to kind of just clear your head and just kind of focus on yourself. And, you know, meditation can be any form, right? Whatever works for you. For me, it's like I can't sit down and just like, you know, do what normal people do with meditating because I fall asleep. But, you know, meditation can be running, you know, jogging, you know, outside, or, you know, there's even a great shower meditation. I think it's all, you know, how it works for you. And because of, you know, realizing that meditation helped you with your confidence, what's your life been like now?
For me, meditation, and back to your point, actually, you know, with how you said that you fall asleep, if your brain is in a theta state, it's usually when you're at that point where you're either just waking up or just falling asleep. So it's the best time to actually inject positive self-talk words into your brain, because it's that's how you kind of reprogram your brain. It's really interesting. We've read up a lot on meditation. They also say that it keeps you younger for longer. So we'll go with that. But yeah, basically now meditation is my go-to feel good fix. If I'm ever feeling like I need to, you know, recenter myself and, you know, feel more positive, I'll just go do a quick meditation session and I feel 100 times better. So yeah, my life is completely different. And it's just all about having gratitude as well and appreciating everything that you love about your life rather than focusing what is not working.
Awesome. And to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
Well, I would definitely recommend trying meditation. I know a lot of people I speak to, they say that they find it really hard to switch their monkey mind off, but anything takes practice. And, you know, it's just about finding different YouTube meditations online and seeing which one works for you and just trying it and keep going with it. And eventually you'll just, like, I guarantee you'll end up loving it. So yeah, that's probably my biggest tip.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And yeah, like it's true. You know, sometimes when you start something new, it's not going to be like you're going to learn it overnight. You know, it's just like riding a bike. It's going to take some time. You're going to put some work into it. You're going to find ways what works and doesn't work for you. But, you know, eventually you'll find, you know, a type of meditation that will work for you and you will love. And yeah, I think it's a great, great tip that you mentioned. So thanks for sharing that. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out some of your stuff on your label, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, definitely. So our website is hunterland.com. So that's spelt Hunterland without the E and without the A. So it's HUNTRLND.com. And if you want to check us out on Instagram or Facebook, the handle is just the @ and then HUNTRLND. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Emily, you can also head on over to thetaoselfconfidence.com and search for Emily's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just really want to thank Emily for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Emily.
No worries. And thank you so much for having me, Sheena. What you're trying to do is really admirable. And yeah, I wish you all the best with your ongoing journey.
Oh, thank you again. And, you know, it's really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.